And now a moment to remember Martin Landau, who also died this weekend at the age of 89. He was an Oscar-winning actor in his own right and guided younger stars. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more.
Movie stars, when Martin Landau was coming up, were handsome and rugged. Think Rock Hudson. Martin Landau was not that. He told WHRY's Fresh Air in 1990 that he was skinny, kind of weird-looking.
I was intrinsically a character actor, but not easy to cast.
One of his earliest roles was as a henchman in North by Northwest. Landau, with his slicked back hair and wide grin, is pretty spooky in it, forcing booze on Cary Grant.
It'll be easier if you take this yourself. Otherwise, it'll be necessary for us to insist.
Landau's filmography is littered with these types of roles. Villains, or thugs, or, as he put it, mindless heavies, in movies with titles like Deathblow, A Cry for Justice, and Sweet Revenge. Eventually, the life of a character actor wore thin on Landau.
I was somewhat frustrated, and my creativity was, I felt, was being thwarted, but I kept my, you know, sanity, in a sense, and waited for a good role.
He was 60 when he landed that role as Abe Carrots in the Francis Ford Coppola movie Tucker, The Man in His Dream.
I went into business with you for one reason, to make money. That's all. How was I to know? If I got too close, I'd guess your dreams.
He'd continue to play complex characters in Woody Allen's Crimes and Misdemeanors and in Tim Burton's Ed Wood, where he turned those looks that had kept him from roles into an Oscar-winning performance.
Oh my goodness, you gave me the willies. You look like that Dracula guy.
My name is Bela Lugosi, and I wish to commit myself.
For what reason?
I have been a drug addict for 20 years. I need help.
Martin Landau was versatile. He could ham it up in a B-movie, find a delicate note in a complex character, or, like an Ed Wood, do both at the same time. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.